Okay. You want to read, Matt?
Esaf bo kol ha-drashos ha-nimtas v'talmud. V'zulasa. Lavarin v'asbiren hezberen matim l'as. That's good. Okay.
Ram speaks in the very confident, confident way. Okay, that he says he's gonna write a book. And he's going to put together all the drushos in the Gemara and other from other places, and explain them a true explanation.
Ravi Rios Lachol is Midivrehem. Lagal Mamehem Kapshato, Mamehem Mashal. Omamehem Ira Bachalon, Laskiru Velashan Pashur, Kilu Ira Behekits.
So there's the Rashi is going to explain from Divrei Chazal what is he's going to bring Rios from their own words, and he's going to reveal what is literal. And what is a parable? And what happened in a dream? And they mentioned it as if it happened in a waking state.
Yeah.
That would have been nice, right?
Good.
So he's then going to explain, in that book I'm going to explain to you many beliefs, and I will explain what does mean kol hadvar mesher hevesi l'cha mehem v'divrei ela dugmaos ma'utos k'dei sh'takish aleihem. What does he mean by that?
Yeah.
What's that?
Is he saying in my words? No. And is he referring back to what he's been talking about here so far?
And now I will explain. Right.
All things
all
which
the
I have
things
brought from, maybe it's from my words. These
that
two
I brought
examples
to you from them in these words over here, right?
Right.
Examples. Small examples in order to compare them.
Yeah, he's saying over here he brought the small examples, right, to compare. But there he's going to explain everything, right?
No, he's going to explain to you what? He's going to explain to you how to go through the, how to compare, how to use it for other examples.
Right.
He's not going to explain every single chazal.
Oh, okay.
Right. Sounds like he's saying. What do you mean over here? He's saying over there. I'm going to explain all the things that I just brought you an example from. Over here.
That's what I thought. And I don't know if he's referring to just specifically here, or is he going all the way back to...
Did he do the...
well, in the beginning of the Pirush Mishnayos, right?
In the very beginning, boy, that's...
okay, I don't know.
Right, that's the way you read it. And I will explain to you, right?
Right there I will explain to you.
Right there I will explain to you. All of the things which I only brought a small example of here.
Right. In order that you should...
In order that, from what I'm writing here, you should be able to do it on your own. But he's going to really lay it out for you there.
Right.
Okay, so why did the Ram not write this book? Right. So this is in the footnote. He says, the Ram started to write this book. And he worked on it for a few years. Until he changed his mind. Because there stood before him this question: if he should reveal Divrei Chazal and uncover the hidden meanings. So then it turns out he's giving away the secrets that Chazal tried to hide. Right.
And there's only a cartoon then.
What's the Hobbit? Yeah, what's the Hobbit?
Yeah.
Isn't that obvious?
And that he says, and if he explains them in another allegorical way, then he's just switching a marshal for a marshal.
He says that in the Mora, right?
Yeah, this is from the Mora, right?
Oh.
The commercial cuts back to Masal Mora.
Right. Yeah. That's what he wrote in that Masal Mora. So what was his Havamidim? What's that?
What did he do with all the...
What did he do with that
Chibor? It's in Knesset somewhere. We got to find it.
I don't know. I don't know.
He destroyed it.
I don't know.
Why you doing that? You thought it was a bad idea.
Yeah, so what did he... So here he's saying that what? I think he sounds like from here, he thought it was very important so that people don't fall into those bad categories.
He probably,
I mean, just going from the context of why he's mentioning it over here, it would seem he thought that as long as the midrashim stay as a closed entity, you're going to have these two kitos are going to be prevalent.
How old was he when he wrote?
When he finished the Mishnah Torah, the Perish Shnayos?
Yeah.
What is he, 30? 33? So, he says in the very end, like in the last Mishnah, he says, I think he says how old he is when he was when he finished it.
And what year?
Yeah. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you can figure that out. But it would seem that's what he was, that it would seem that that's what he's, his chesed was. That what's that? Oops, I need.
Okay.
That because the Chazal are stated so in such a way, it leads people to these conclusions that they're either that they're foolish or that crazy things are true, and not only that, you get these mistakes in Yesod HaTorah. Because people will just pick Chazal here and there. Cherry pick, as they say. The marvelous statements that they like. And cobble together an ad hoc right. So I guess if you could show it as a whole thing and show how they actually worked and show every Chazal works, you get rid of that. But then I guess he figured Chazal knew this problem could come about too, and they decided it's better to keep it hidden. I don't know. It's hard to know exactly what
through. Funny call, even according to that. I mean, regardless of what his Cheshbonos were at different points in his life, I mean, it is a funny call on Chazal's part. I mean, I know we discussed that a little bit once.
Right.
But
it wasn't funny, it was necessary.
Right.
But wasn't it also a practical thing?
There was no other way to go about it.
Right.
Well, I mean, what the Rambam's proposing was conceivably something they could have written as an addendum to what they wrote down. That the corpus would be preserved in the Mishalim, and then they could have written another, like, parish on it so that people would not make this mistake.
To the back of the book.
Right, well, whatever it is, but they didn't do that.
Only unnumbered.
Apparently they didn't have the ability. That's what it is.
Well, maybe that's what the Rambam figured, that they... That
Rambam had an ability that all Chazal didn't have.
He didn't say he did. Did he write
the book? No, but he didn't purposely.
He did something for many years. He did something for many years.
What?
Did they say they specifically wrote all these little ideas and marshals in order to hide things? Or is it also maybe just a practical thing?
No. A lot of it would seem a lot of it is to hide things. It would seem, because that's a common theme. You know, you shouldn't go into things that are beyond your ability. You know. I mean, all of Mishlei, Shir Shirim is a marshal. That's a derech of a chacham. And those things would seem I mean, there are definitely nistaros.
Wait,
do they say that anywhere? I don't know.
Yeah. I was wondering if this point was true, but that maybe the cheshbon was that even though it's true.
Who's cheshbon?
Chazal,
yeah.
Separate from the point you mentioned about the necessity, that they decided that it was better that people you know, cling to Torah but have mistaken notions, right? Like the Rabban, you know, the man thinks that God is physical only because that's what it says in the Torah, as opposed to if the Chazal wrote down these true ideas and people saw Torah for what it was and they just abandoned it wholesale, that's it, like entirely. So then there'd just be nothing. But this way, so it's true, they have a corrupt thing, but you know, their preserving system, and they have.
No, I don't think that they wrote it with the intention of people getting corrupt ideas.
No, not that they would, but that whereas given that that's a fact, and they could have also written the explanation.
I think they wrote it for other chacham. The question is, are they worried about the danger of the Hamonam? I don't think it was written for the Hamonam. Mm-hmm. All right, so the Ram changed his mind.
Written that somewhere.
The Ram changed his mind. Well, you know, it wasn't easy to get into base marriage. It wasn't so simple in those days. It wasn't like you just sign up.
The printing press changed
depends
a lot
on,
of things.
What was it, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? There were different. There are different schools of thought. Yeah. Did you do that, Gemara?
We did that, Gemara. Yeah.
One of them, he wouldn't let anyone in. It was Rabbi Shimon, right?
Right.
Rabbi Shimon, he wouldn't let anybody in. And then Rabbi Yossi Aglili came. And then Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah came. He opened up the Rabbi Gamliel.
No,
Rabbi Shimon was the one who criticized Rabbi Gamliel.
Yeah,
I remember Rabbi Shimon there.
Rabbi Yeshua. Who was the one that good that? No, wasn't Rabbi Yeshua too tough? No, wasn't Rabbi Yeshua too tough?
He was too tough.
No.
Who was over there?
Rabbi Yeshua was the one who was made to stand up.
They couldn't make him the Nasi because he was the Baldover over there.
Right.
So
Rabbi
who was the one before him?
You couldn't make Rabbi Akiva either. He didn't have Yichas.
And it was who was the one that they deposed?
Rabbi Eliezer.
Background,
Rabbi Yossi Gluy?
Rabbi Gamliel.
But then he had the dream, right? Then he had the dream. Remember that? He had that dream in the end?
Right.
Because he felt very guilty. He felt very bad when he saw how busy the base medrash was.
Oh yeah, that's right.
He felt very bad when he saw how busy.
Weird.
But also, I remember I heard a thing from your father once about how in criticizing the fact that the Christians just have even like forget like their philosophy, their facts are off base because the only way you could access Torah was to go to the Bava Torah.
Okay, right
not many people had nobody else had. But today, the printing press, everybody has access to everything without any filters of the Chachamim.
Right.
Johann Gutman.
What is that?
In the dream, they comforted him. But the Gemara
says that it wasn't really true. It was just the malachim.
Make him feel better.
To make him feel better.
That was one of the contrasts we had.
Right.
Wait, so they wouldn't let people in the Beis Hamikdash.
He would not let anybody in the Beis Hamikdash. Yeah. He only if you were tochel kabaro, he said.
Right.
That means that your inside is like your outside. Your inside is like your outside.
Right.
Meaning you had to be like a big Talmud Chacham already. You had to be a perfected Talmud Chacham before he would let you into the base measure.
So where would you learn to do that?
It wasn't Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Baruch was the Talmud who asked the original question. Marav.
I don't remember.
Over Rosh.
So.
You don't know anything?
So anyway, yeah, we did that, Gemara. I think it worked out pretty well. I don't remember the details, but. Okay, so he says like this.
Ve'in lo hakbid al mashi yish bedvarim my his heroes b'katas milim v'inyanim shemakpidim aleihem ashi achachma lefi she'ani lo hikpadati b'chagon elu k'dei l'havin l'mish lo kadam lo hergo b'shum davar min ha'inyan ha'nizka v'zeh asher lo kol adam masigo.
Okay, so he's saying that what? Shouldn't be makbid about the fact that in my words I have
May his heroes.
I'm not so careful with some of the words and the matters that the real Anshei Chochma are makbid on. He wasn't being so strict, so academic. In his language. He's using words maybe not in the most scholarly, precise way.
Doesn't mean that in terms of the concept it's loosely worded. He just means in terms of the nomenclature of
that's right. In terms of the nomenclature of philosophy, he wasn't using the. He might not have been using the proper philosophical term. So he says, because I'm just concerned on explaining it to someone who doesn't have any background in this area. So he's not going to use the, you know, specialized words. Okay, fine. Go ahead.
Right. So back to the Mishnah, right?
Now back to the Mishnah.
We don't think we read the Mishnah.
Let's read the Mishnah. So what does the Mishnah actually say?
Kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelak le'olam haba. Shnemar v'amech v'amcha kum tzadikim le'olam yeshu aretz.
So your nation is all tzadikim, and they will inherit aretz. So that means what? That means olam haba.
Ve'ilu she'en lehem chelak le'olam haba.
So Kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelak le'olam haba. And these are the ones that don't have olam haba.
Ha'omer ein tchiyat ha'mesim, ve'ein Torah min ha'shamayim. Vapikoros.
Okay, so that's the first. That's the Tanakh over here. So Tchias HaMeisim, the Rambam explained, right? Tchias HaMeisim explained. That was where.
Didn't go into it so much, right?
Tchias HaMeisim is Yisod Miyisod Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, and as we says, you have no connection with the Jewish nation if you don't believe in it. Right. So that's why if somebody doesn't believe in Tchias HaMeisim, so he has no chelak olam haba. Okay.
It's misleading, though. I mean,
what's that?
Kol Yisrael. It just seems. I mean, obviously, I mean, the same Mishnah, we're just quoting that. I mean, obviously, their intention, what they mean by that. But like, remember I asked you once about the thing of keeping chol ma'aminim shehu. We don't really mean chol there. I mean,
right.
I mean, given that you believe this, it seems like a very definitive statement. Like, what's the point? It's like a weird kind of a shevach.
Right. Well, you're saying this is a group like this. You're saying there's a whole group like this. It is a shevach to say that there is a klal like that. That is an idea. Okay, good. The Ein Torah min Hashamayim. Okay, that's obvious what that means, right? And what?
Apikoros.
And an apikoros. So what is an apikoros?
Milas apikoros, himila aramis, inyana hahakala v'hazilzul b'torah o b'chachmei Torah.
So it's a, it means that what doesn't have an explicit definition. It means that he's what? It means he's light and he degrades the Torah, right? Or the Chochmei HaTorah. Lefikach.
Manichim shem ze bestam al mi she'eno ma'amin b'yisodos haTorah u'mavaze es hachachamim o ezi talmid chachamim sheyehe o rabba.
So it's a loose, it's a word, therefore they use it as a word, as a general word, for somebody who doesn't believe in the Yisodos of the Torah. Or is Mavaza the Chachamim.
Or one of them, right?
Any Talmud Chacham. Or his Rebbe.
You mean individuals?
I guess even if his Rebbe's not a Talmud Chacham.
Wait, when he says those specifics, that's who you're being Mavaza? Or?
Right.
Oh, okay.
So that's an apikoros. So what's an apikoros?
It's like a catch-all.
Yeah, he's given an ein Torah min Hashamayim.
Because he says anyone who's ochre any.
Or I mean, it's a funny thing.
Any of the Yisodei
Torah. What about?
So he's saying, when he says ein ma'amin, is he saying that's ein ma'amin b'Yisodei Torah? Is he saying that's an example of the type of bizui and zilzul he's talking about? Like, does it have to be like when he says because zilzul? Well, I guess that's hakala also. I don't know, because like zilzul has a connotation of like, you know, degrading the
right.
thing, you know, not just that he doesn't believe in it.
Right.
But so it's not like qualifying itself, right?
Well, first he says First he says the subject, the idea of the word, right?
Right.
He's saying it's being taking light and being degrading the Torah or the Chochmei Torah, and then he goes and he spells those out.
Right.
It seems.
Right. So does he mean that? What is the meaning in the Mishnah of Apikoros?
Right.
The second one.
Oh, that's what it... Oh.
No, that in?
The second what?
What? The second, that was the... first he tells you what the word really means.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
And then he says, but they also use it...
Uh-huh, okay. But I mean, that's going to have to... This is going to have to fit into what the word means, right? And it's not that the Mishnah is using it in a completely different way.
Yeah. Okay. So who are the three? So who are the three of you in the Tanakhama? Ein Tchias HaMeshen. That's a Ein Tchias HaMeshen.
And that's
doesn't
not
really explain what that, why that makes you. Doesn't really explain it.
Right.
And what? Or Ein Torah Min HaShemayim. So these are specific to Torah.
Right.
These are specific theory. That's why he says Tchias HaMeshem is a belief of the Jewish people, the Jewish religion,
as opposed the Jewish to nation, like Messianism,
as opposed to just an idea
God.
Of God.
Right.
Right.
What do you mean?
Meaning to say, it's not like God is. It's not like not believing in the unity of God. Right.
Right.
That's something that is not totally on Umma HaYehudis, right? That's just the idea of God itself.
As opposed to this, I don't understand.
As opposed to this. This is just apparently because we're told that there's Tchias HaMeshem.
Right. This is not something you would have rationally...
Right. Abraham Avinu didn't...
Yeah, he wouldn't necessarily say that Avram would have to know when he discovered God that he also realized it has to be Tchias HaMeshem. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, Torah Min HaShemayim is also like that. Right?
That God communicated something to us is also not something you
can. Right.
And so, why are those not just subsumed under Apikoros?
And Apikoros is what? Means even less.
And
certainly, if you don't believe Torah Min HaShemayim, right, or
right,
Tchias HaMeshem, you're an apikoros. You're worse than apikoros.
Right.
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 It seems like apikoros could be even less. Could be he's just it's hakola and zilzul b'torah b'chokhmei Torah.
Are these specifics or categories, though? I mean, like sachar v'onesh, is that in this list or?
That's not in this. I mean, Ein Torah Min HaShemayim.
Like, is that like referring to a class of things, or is that that specific point?
Well, I mean, this right now would seem as these specific things. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And why is it? Why is being Vazei Chamin something that?
So that's a good question. So what is the zilzul in the Torah and the Chachmei Torah? What does that mean? What does that mean?
It sounds like the reason Chachmei Yisrael are included is because that would be, in terms of, it's really also a Zilzul Torah because that's Torah Shebaal Peh. In other words, really the issue is that you're being Zilzul in Torah. For every reason that, I mean, I'm not explaining that, but the Chachmei Yisrael is, you can't have Torah Shebaal Peh without them, and therefore, it's again, you're being Zilzul Torah.
Right, but then again, he also specifies Chachamim as one option of Yisrael. And then being mevazeh even a single Talmid Chacham. So meaning even if you acknowledge, you know, the authority of the class of Chachmei Yisrael, and then
right.
you have one Talmid Chacham, then you're mevazeh him.
Okay, let's go a little further.
Okay, so in the Mishnah, right?
Yeah.
Rabbi Kiva Omer, Af HaKor B'Sfarim HaChitzonim V'Halokh Shalom Makeh
Okay, so Rabbi Kiva says, not only do these three have no chelik olam haba, but so too someone who reads outside books, and someone who whispers on a wound, and says all the sicknesses that I put in Mitzrayim, I won't put on you. Go ahead.
Abashal Omer, Af HaHoge Es HaShem Ba'os Yosav.
Even someone who pronounces the shame with its letters.
So are each one of these, are they arguing with each other?
Af.
What's that?
Is the af, is that a machlokas?
Af means even.
Even.
No, something is that a machlokas between the different parties? Like, Rabbi Akiva saying no.
Okay, so let's understand first. So what is kori b'svar mechitzonim? If a guy reads books, he loses chedek on mahabba. I mean, these things are hard to understand.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Svar mechitzonim, amru sifrei haminim.
Sifrei minim. Okay, so what's a min? I'm going to say what a min is. A min is not because. Okay. So that you can understand.
Who is that?
Reading books that are against belief in Torah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if that gives you, I mean, like, can you just, I mean, have a marashach? I mean, like, if you read one of those books and you come away with a false idea, then you're an apikoros.
Okay, good question. Right. Go ahead.
V'chein sifrei ben sira shaya ish chiver sfarim b'hazayos me'inyane al farasa.
Okay, so then you add, so what else is from Chitonim? Ben Sira, the famous Ben Sira. That he wrote books with what? In like, what's that? Fantasies. What's the Al Farasa? That's the physiognomy?
What?
No? Yeah. That's that you can tell a person's character by his features of his face. Okay. So he says that has no chachma and no benefit. It's just a waste of time.
And you lose your chachma.
Fantasy, you lose your chachma.
What else? We're not done. We're not done.
Kagon Edel Hasfraim Hamitsuim.
Go ahead.
Kagon Edel Hasfraim Hamitsuim Etel Harbin Misir Hadoros Uminhage Hamalachim Vichusi. V'chusei shivtei ha'arabim u'psifrei ha'shirim v'kiyot v'hem min asfarim she'ein ha'chma v'hem v'lo to'el es gashmis el ibud hazman bilvad. Wow, that's a big category.
So too, if you look through, if you read the books that are found by the Arabs, the history books, right, stories of the generations, and the customs of the kings, and the lineage of the tribes, and the books of songs.
What's books of songs?
Don't know. Okay.
I mean, looking at like the lineage of the tribes. I mean, just like studying Jewish history.
Or? No, these are the Arab tribes.
Only Arab.
Well, he's saying they happen to have those books. and also, but here's the catch-all, right? Svarim that have no chokhmah in them. Or any physical benefit, just wasting time.
The television would be like the ultimate evil.
Oh, it's not a book.
It's worse.
Oh, but it'll be okay if it has a physical
benefit. Just ask us, Shaibud's
not. Hey, read a book about, how to plant a garden. You know?
Right. Well, can it be like,
That would be good.
Can it benefit your
taivas?
I thought you said that.
Is that the benefit?
I have to fantasize about planting a garden.
if it's about
taiva?
Whatever, if it's satisfying.
What does he mean by
that? That's
Let's go a little further. Good.
Lochis alamaka.
So what is lochis alamaka?
Vidalka brakika.
So only if you spit.
Fishish bakaka zilza Hashem.
Because if you say the pasuk and you spit, then that's a zilul Hashem.
Does the pasuk have a shame, or is he just saying because it's associated
with God?
I think
most of it doesn't have to. Go ahead.
V'hoge es Hashem ba'ososav.
So the problem is not the practice, the problem is the zilul Hashem.
Zilul Hashem, right. Well, that practice is zilul Hashem. Go ahead.
So v'hoge es Hashem ba'ososav. V'hushi yehege yud he vav he shehu shem ha'forash.
Right. So you pronounce that shame. Go ahead.
Gvar he's kira b'dvarim zulas elish. Ose osam ein lo chelak. Right.
Okay, this is not an exhaustive list. There are other things you could do to lose your chelak. Go ahead.
Amru hamalvin pnei chavera baravim ein chelak lom haba.
If you embarrass somebody in public, you don't have a chelak lom haba.
V'akor lechavera b'kinoyav.
Call somebody with a nickname.
V'mishkabe b'kolon chavero.
You make yourself great in the disgrace of your friend by disgracing your friend.
Lefi shelo yavo ma'asim min ha'asim ha'elu va'afa pi shehem kalim lefi machshavas ha'choshev ki im mi nefesh chasera shelo higia l'shlemus v'ina ro'uya l'chayla ha'olam ha'val.
So that's the important part. That's the key over here. That's the key. The key is what? Saying that even if a guy does these smaller things, right, malbim bnei chaver over rabim, so what does that have to do with the Yisrael Yatara? Malbim bnei chaver, what does it do with the Yisrael Yatara? Miskali b'chalon b'kalon chaver, like Ram says, you just say, this is him, this is me, I come out better. Right? You're not saying anything.
You're not doing anything,
it's not a lie. Right? So you call somebody by a nickname. Hey, shorty, get over here. Whatever, right? So what is it? So that's you lose your chelak olam haba. Afisha lo yavo ma'isa min a ma'isa ma'elu v'yaf apishem kalim v'fi machshev es achoshev. Why do you have your chelak olam haba? Because these. I mean, why say machshev?
Well, yes,
he says that's very important. He says these things don't come. Even though they're slight, even though they're weak, they're light. In the eyes of the one who's doing them, right? Except from a deficient soul that has not reached perfection, and is not roy for olam haba.
What was that last?
The soul, only a soul that's not perfected. A soul that's not perfected. And therefore is not roi v'olam haba, right? Mm-hmm. Will result in these types of behavior.
So you don't lose it, it's just you don't have it.
That's right. Ain lo chel haba. Ain lo chel haba. But what does he say? It's light, even though it's calm in the guy's eyes. Even though it's calm in the guy's eyes, mean to say,
certainly, if it's calm in the guy's eyes, right? I mean that.
No, he doesn't think he's doing a bad thing. I mean, certainly he's off base.
So he knows he's banging.
But obviously this isn't like a... This
it's
isn't
like
a permanent thing, like you do this...
Right. No.
It's just like a barometer almost,
it's,
right?
It's,
like,
yeah, exactly. It's a, well, a gauge.
Yeah. Whatever. I'm using it in the Lundisha sense. That you're incorrect.
Yeah. Don't he's not being mocked
yeah.
on
this. Yeah.
Or even Rambam, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is he trying to convey, that the guy himself doesn't think that it's so bad?
And that itself is part of the imperfection, right?
Machashiv is the person himself.
What did you say? Machshev
yeah,
Sachoshev.
Right. Well, I would say the person doesn't really have...
You mean just the thinker? You mean somebody thinks that?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Right. That's just even another thing that's
thinker,
imperfect about you.
Even though a thinker would... Even though someone would not think this is bad. It doesn't have to do with the person. It doesn't matter. Either way. The point is that what? The point is that it's not like a major... It's not a problem because he did an action that is so out of that is so far away from reality, right? It's not like a guy did an action where he says he's mechayif megadif, right? It's not that type of a thing. It could be a small thing. It doesn't have to do with. Doesn't have to do with the quality of the action itself. It has to do with what type of a soul would produce this type of an action, right? Like you're saying, it's not like it's an onesh for doing a terrible thing, right? It's just going to be. So when, in other words, when Chazal say you call somebody by a nickname, it's not like you say, well, that doesn't seem fair. Just a little nickname, you're going to lose your chelak olam haba, right? It doesn't mean that. It's not for the thing. It's not for the name calling. it's because that's indicative of a lack of perfection, an overall lack of perfection, which is the true cause of the of not having chatos. But one thing, but it's important though. So what does it mean? So what do we mean, just practically speaking? What does it mean that he is he calls the guy a nickname?
I mean, he makes a practice out of it.
It has to mean that, right? It has
right.
to mean. It has to mean that that's a real part of his
nature.
Right,
the mice itself isn't.
The mice
nothing.
Itself is nothing.
Right.
And anybody can have a weakness, a moment of weakness. Anybody can have a moment of weakness. An anger, lose control. That doesn't mean that that's your soul. Doesn't mean that's your neshama, your nefesh, right? So I think this is a key to going back and answering some of those questions that we were raising before.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because the basic question is, like you were saying, I mean, don't all of these things come back eventually to one of the major problems? So just say, if you have this, if you don't believe in Torah and Mishmaim, that's it. In Mizalzo, so okay, what does it mean? It comes back to, you don't believe in Torah and Mishmaim. Everything's going to come back to the same thing eventually, right? Or to do a few things. So why do you enumerate Lochei Shalamaka? What is Lochei Shalamaka? I mean, that's like the guy is Mizalzel. He's a Mizalzel. Why do you have a new category for Locha Shalamaka?
And also, according to Raman, you could have really, it seems like the Mishnah could have really listed any of these other things also. And it's not like, you know,
right.
It's just not doing a complete list.
Right. But now also, Korei Sefer HaChitzonim, you have to also understand in this light. Doesn't mean if a guy picks up a book about nonsense, right? Or about the history, and he reads it and enjoys it. That doesn't mean he has no chayav al haba. What does it mean? A kari sefer chitzonim. It means a guy that makes that his value. You know what I'm saying? That's why the Rambam's emphasizing that it's stupidity in there. Look, the great right Shlomo says there's a time for everything. But
isn't
if you say
include everything in that list,
no. Look, sometimes you have to do nothing. Sometimes you have to relax. Sometimes you're stressed out. Whatever it is, there's a time for there could be a time for that. But that doesn't mean that it's not an onesh. It's not like you read this thing, you get an onesh. It means to say that if you take nonsense and make that into a value, then you're just not a person whose soul is has any appreciation of Chochmah. You know what I'm saying? It's the making that into the value that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't just mean if you read it.
But does it have about the status of a halach yeser?
That's irrelevant.
It's a reality.
Right? They're not talking about halach yeser here. Because lochesh alamaka is also whether you spit or not.
Uh-huh. Right.
But, yeah. So what about lochesh alamaka? So what are these other ones? So Rabbi Kiva now has like a different group. It's an interesting thing. Right? The first grouping was really in terms of Torah. It's an interesting thing. Right? The first grouping was in terms of Torah.
Yeah, what are the add-ons? Like, has different categories.
Now, what is Rabbi Akiva's grouping over here?
I mean, yeah, Korei B'Sfarim
HaChitzonim
doesn't really seem to go with the local
Shalom. Korei B'Sfarim HaChitzonim is what?
That's wasting time.
That's what we're defining as a guy who holds Ibud Zman. He takes an Ibud Zman and he makes it into a thing. Right? Like an academic in a stupidity. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's his, that becomes his like an artist, right? An artist. The guy who holds painting is the most important thing and it's the highest form of human, right? That guy is be this type of thing, right?
Yeah. Is that inherent in that profession or just if that's his attitude towards
it? No,
he's just doing it because he's good and he makes money. It's not a problem.
Right.
So...
the problem is, if a guy paints houses, it's certainly not a problem. Not every kind of painter. Okay, go ahead. So that's the idea, though, is that what? That he's making an Ibud Zman into a philosophy, into a way of life. All right. Go ahead. Now, what's the next one? The next one is Lochesh Alamaka. So what does he say? He says, Dafka Birkika. Because that has Zilzul Hashem. Zilzul Hashem. So what does that mean?
Sorry, that doesn't seem to be a small like category. Like, you know, like if it, right. Zilzul Hashem, would you think it's just it's in terms of the way you relate to God, right?
Right, right. So now the guy is Lochesh Alamaka, two guys are Lochesh Alamaka, and one spits and one doesn't. So again, also, what does it mean over here? So what does it mean over here? That if a guy, so what type of, I mean, again, what, does it mean he does it once, does it twice, and again, what is the...
I mean, what kind of even zilzal is it? Because like, it seems like a practical, in his mind, it's going to be a practical thing, right?
Right, depends on, doesn't depend on what is going on in his mind, actually.
Right.
Right?
I mean, if he thinks this is how you heal the maka, then...
At least as a guy says, studying history, history is the most important thing, and that's, that is life, that's the purpose in life. So then you could say, okay, he's just detached from chachma. He's taking a non-chachma, or a non-metaphysical chachma, and he's making that into a nicker. But if a guy spits, when he's lochish ala maka, because he, I don't know, he thinks that's the right thing to do, I don't know what it is, right?
Yeah.
Why is that? I mean, this seems to be more a question of what's going on in his mind.
Yeah.
Strange that if it's a general thing that it's the Rambam says Dafka Birkika.
Well, that's the case.
Lochesh
Alamaka.
That's a zilzal, right?
That's what the Gemara says. Lochesh Alamaka, the Gemara says, mm-hmm. It means only when he spits. I mean, how different is a guy who's Lochesh Alamaka Stam? A guy who's Lochesh Alamaka and he spits.
It's interesting. That seems to be excluded from this issue.
Yeah, but why? I mean, in terms of the guy, like what... Are you asking me when he's lochesh alamaka in general? Like, that's not exactly
the
case.
Well, the guy's also has the
exact... Right.
Show that it's indicated, don't
we? Once you're that far, you might as well spit.
If you just spit it.
I mean, doesn't the Rambam say in Hilchos Vazor that if you use a pasuk,
right.
You also have the chagong.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a different pasuk.
Yeah. That zilzal is a shame. And the next one also, it seems to be that this is also a shame. Right?
Right. Which is also fine because it's a different mandama, right?
That's a different mandama. That's Abishol. But that's why he says, I guess he's going on the last case over there. Right? On the location of Alamaka.
This is a question, I don't know if you want to take it up now, but like, doesn't this contradict what he says at the end of the Yigam Likarim? Where he says that if a person has knows and is mamin in all these ikarim, right, then even if he does averos, right, because of taiva,
right,
then he still has a chelik on olhaba. And here he's saying though that even if you're divorced from shlemos, right.
Right. Right. Well, does he say? In the end, he's just saying. In the end, he's saying that what? Oh, you mean, he's saying as long as you have the good Gimli Karim, even
right.
If you have a chait, you're okay.
Yeah.
So that's be machmas taivoso. This gavrish yitzro hara. Can't be because of a philosophical thing.
Right. Right, but even still, I mean, if, but like, I mean, let's say you have the ideas, right, of the Gimli Karim. And then
well,
you
give the karm is a question of Torah, isn't it? Ikrei Torah Seinu.
So, meaning if a person embraces Bithel's Man, then that would...
That's not that he's lacking an Ikrei in the Torah. I mean, he could believe... right. He's not losing it because he's lacking... He doesn't believe in one of the karm in the Torah. It's a more fundamental thing. He just doesn't believe in Chachma.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's...
No?
No, I mean, that's right. Just...
So
it's a strong.
Is also
the people, yes. I mean, having an understanding of Yigam Likarim, like, and it is, you know, is something which is fairly within most people's grasp. You know, not necessarily
right.
Ability, but like to be attached to perfection. You know.
Well, to some degree.
Well, to the degree that you well, I guess, yeah,
some
yeah right.
Degree. People,
right.
Even people who
recognize
waste a lot
value.
Of time, recognize they don't want to waste all their time.
Right. I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Something that's probably very hard to quantify. I mean.
Well, that's why there are different types of all about different types of chelix.
No, I don't even mean in terms of that. I just mean in terms of a person trying to assess themselves. I mean, like, to really know what your attitudes.
No. It's very simple. There are tons of people like that. They take the stupid things and they make that the purpose of their life.
Definitely.
That's the purpose of
almost
their life.
Everyone.
Any professor in any college, practically.
Practically.
Yeah.
That's really worth his soul. Salt.
Definitely not a college.
What?
Private.
We just specifying a college?
Yeah, honest college.
I said any college.
Yeah.
Something I've experienced.
Dr. Burkiko.
Yeah, you're saying immigrants, you can't be alive.
This is really a zilzal of shame. I mean, does that mean like to other people zilzal of shame? I mean, like it's a funny kind of a thing of it.
I mean, the truth of the matter is, I think.
And what's the saying the name? Saying the name? What's saying the name?
And that could be I don't know.
It just occurred to me what Jeremy's saying really does have a very universal application. Every diehard, you know, patriot or nationalist who's, you know, willing to give his, you know, his being is worthless next to his country. I mean, that person believes more in his country and that is a supreme thing than his soul and chachma, basically. That whole idea
well,
of nationalism.
Well, I don't know.
Really not too hard to find.
You would not say that to Kubler, to example of professors, I suppose.
Professors are much worse.
Those guys aren't saying they have knowledge. Mm-hmm. Also.
No, I know, but I'm saying these people are saying that this is the value and nothing else. Just like the artist. I don't know, whatever it is. Why would that be any different?
It's a much different thing. That's a whole different question than giving your life for something. Person give his life for his children. Doesn't mean they don't believe there's other values other than that. It's a whole different dynamic. That's a whole different psychological
phenomenon. Can we explain what we mean? Because we're just...
We did explain what we mean. That you make something that's stupid into the purpose of life. The guy who dies for his country is not saying dying for your country is your purpose in life. That's saying
quicker.
That's the whole thing you want to do. That's not saying that's the whole reason to live is to die for your country. They're saying that there's something very important over here, and the situation demands an action, and even if I have to die first, I have to do this action. Justice demands it, whatever it is. That's a whole different ballgame.
Well, just kill yourself.
Yeah.
But what's Hoges Hashem Be'os Yosef? So what's that?
I mean, that's the Shema Meforash is the most essential idea of God, right?
Right.
So when you
that's knowable, right?
Right. Or
that it can be enunciated, I guess. That can be put together in a word.
Right. So, well, it's funny. Just in factually, though, like, is he saying here even someone who just does it once, or?
It can't be. I mean, I don't know. That I don't know. Well, no, it can't. See, that's like what Daniel was saying. If a guy just does it once, then if he won't do it again, that means he changed already.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's one of those things that's impossible to...
Yeah. Right. No, because I mean, if someone is just using this as a familiar shame, like that reflects the way he relates to knowledge of God.
Right.
Like he's treating it like, chol. Like.
Right. Right.
And that's definitely a lack in recognition of the true idea of God.
Right. Right.
Which then it wouldn't necessarily be limited to even pronouncing it. But, I mean, people can have that feeling in terms of the way they relate to God in general.
Right. So in other words, let's say two people, though. One guy won't say the name, one guy will say the name.
Doesn't seem to be that much different, though, right?
But they both have almost no knowledge. They both have, it would seem, you could find two cases like that, right?
Yeah.
One guy just for some reason won't say the name. So he's going to get a chelik, the other guy won't. I mean, what's the shlemus? What's the difference in the shlemus?
Yeah.
So it would seem that, you, in other words, it would seem that to make sense of this whole thing, it would seem you have to say that you have to try to understand an idea associated with each one of these activities. And it has to be, you have to be able to associate almost like a philosophy teach activity. And what the Mishnah is trying to show you is that is trying to tell you a certain, so for instance, the difference between the two people would be that one person still recognizes that there is something that's very lofty there, and he recognizes the fact that there's a knowledge he can't attain, and the other person thinks he's familiar with what he has is what there is.
Right.
You know what I mean? The recognition of what your knowledge really corresponds to. So that's the problem. That the person's not recognizing the greater reality. That's a hoges Hashem b'os Yosef, it would seem. A hoges Hashem b'os Yosef. That pronouncing it is saying, I know it. The other one's saying, I don't know it. I know I don't know it. I don't know.
Yeah.
The old
I think that you could say similar to the guy who spits on the.
But what's the mezalzel?
If you're just saying pasuk over a wood, right? Then you're just saying, oh, something's gonna happen. You know, something will happen that it'll be all better because of that, right? But just saying that you're saying that this specific, I know, whatever you're saying,
that was
this specific action of putting the spit on the wound. Is like
the lochesh al makir and he's rokeg. So what is he saying? He's worse. He's worse than the hoges Hashem b'Yosef, who was he?
Because he's
earlier.
Yeah.
Abba Shaul saying even this one. He's worse. The one who's rokeg al makir, or he's lochesh al makir. He's rokeg. Is worse. Why? Why? And what's the difference between rogue egg? That's the bottom.
Yeah.
Are
they arguing?
It's a good question. Each one says ah.
Spit.
I mean, either way, you have to define the idea.
It would seem he's worse than the. He's worse because he's saying I know it. And now is he saying I can use it?
He's
saying I can use it. I'm like in control of it in some way. I have a certain mastery over it.
What, the pasuk?
The pasuk is a relationship back to God. And he can influence it. He can influence nature through using these things.
But I mean, the guy who's.
But that's the thing. If he's locheshi with whether he's rokeg or not, right?
Right.
Whether he's rokeg or not. So what is the rokeg? It's an interesting thing. It's saying how far he's willing to go. It's an interesting thing. He's saying that it's hard to define.
Seems like he really believes it's a reality when he actually uses something to implement it.
When you spit on something,
he's
that's not saying.
It,
he's at first, he's leaving.
Though, right?
He's saying that if he does something, then God will do something, right?
Mysis,
but when you spit on it, it means you're doing something. Yeah, he's doing the action. You know?
What's
if
the
you
go
zilza?
What's
to
the
a thing and take a foot in and you say, you know, hey, like that's, I mean, practically, in terms of the way a person.
You mean he's right? Well, Jeremy is right. Right. I think you're right. I think Jeremy's right. That if he just said it. I mean, of course, all of these things. This is the derech I'm trying to lay down here. All of these things could be depend on. They're not 100%. They're representing an idea, and the idea of a lochesh al makir without a spit and with the spit is very different in their pure form. The lochesh al makir without spitting, you're saying you're going to tap into something, right? That you can maybe tap into something, right? But if you spit, then you're saying that I'm really in total control of you.
How do you see that?
How do you see that? Because you wouldn't, if you think that you can just find favor in God's eyes, then you wouldn't spit. Because that's a degrading thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The guy who's lochesh alamaka with or without the spitting is relating very differently. One is like saying, it pleases God if I do this.
Right.
For whatever reason he thinks, right?
Right.
But if he spits, then he's thinking he's really in control.
Right.
And he can actually work it. Because he's obviously not trying to find favor in God's eyes because he's doing a disgusting thing.
Right.
Right? So that shows a much deeper corrupt idea of relating to God.